You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Old Irish blessing, and invite everybody to raisingconscious.com for those gifts from Monica and to get in touch with Caroline. May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind always be at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face and the rain fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. Thank you, Monica. Thank you, Caroline.
Thank you so much. It was a lovely time to be here.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton is once again denying that she sent classified information over her private email system during her time as Secretary of State. Republican presidential candidate Rick Perry says she has some splaining to do.
The Secretary of State should have known the seriousness of which allowing this to be put on a server that wasn't secure. I mean, this is of national importance.
Perry tells Fox News that the American people are taking this issue seriously, and so should Clinton. Former Subway pitchman Jared Fogle is pleading guilty to child pornography charges and having sex with minors. According to a plea deal filed today in federal court, Fogle is pleading guilty to traveling between states to engage in activity with minors and receiving and distributing child porn. He could spend anywhere from 5 to 12.5 years in prison. The search continues for two missing guests after an explosion at a Bremerton, Washington Motel 6. Officials say two people staying at the motel are still unaccounted for following last night's blast, which happened as utility crews were responding to a gas leak. This is USA Headline News.
Hey, what's going on here?
Haven't you heard? Handwriting can make you awesome, and that's why BIC's on a mission to save it.
Handwriting can make me awesome?
Yeah. Writing could boost your self-confidence, spark creativity, and it definitely makes you a better reader. And that's pretty awesome.
Huh, I never thought of it like that. I want in. Toss me a BIC.
This year at Back to School, join the movement with BIC and fight for your right. See how awesome writing can be, how great you can be. Learn more at BIC, fight for your right. That's WRITE.com. Or grab a BIC today and see for yourself.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid'll be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, Office Depot brand notebooks just 1 cent each. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great.
Limit 3 in-store only while supplies last, ends 8/22.
Wall Street is opening lower as investors hedge their bets ahead of today's Fed minutes. The Federal Reserve will release the minutes from last month's policy meeting at 2 Eastern Time today. Meanwhile, data show the consumer prices rose slightly in July, but the rate of inflation isn't up as much as expected. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 were all lower in early trading. Republican presidential candidate Carly Fiorina says the minimum wage should be left up to states, not Congress. Campaigning at the Iowa State Fair, Fiorina said it makes no sense for the minimum wage to be the same in New York City as it is in Mason City, Iowa. She also argued that the debate over global climate change is a debate about ideology, not science.
The HCV vehicle now in its preliminary orbit on its way towards the International Space Station.
That's NASA following the successful launch of the HTV-5 rocket as it lifted off this morning, carrying more than 4.5 tons of research gear, supplies, water, spare parts, and experiment hardware, speeding to the International Space Station. For more special interest stories, news, and headlines, join us online at usaheadlinenews.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Forecasters are keeping a close eye on the Gulf Coast as Tropical Storm Danny is on track to become a hurricane by tomorrow. The National Hurricane Center says the storm system is still far off in the Atlantic, but could end up being a Category 2 storm by Sunday. For now, Danny is a slow-moving storm with maximum sustained winds of 50 miles per hour. Most Americans say the federal government should continue giving money to Planned Parenthood. A new Reuters poll out today finds 54% of people surveyed support federal funding for the organization for certain services, including women's health exams, prenatal care, and contraception. Teens who use electronic cigarettes may be more likely to start smoking. Doctors at the Cleveland Clinic says it's not surprising that new research shows that e-cigarettes aren't harmless.
Kids who smoke e-cigarettes are also more likely to get into regular cigarettes or other smokable things. This is not surprising. What will be surprising to some parents is that e-cigarettes aren't harmless.
Scientists at the University of Southern California found that high school students who take up vaping had a higher chance of picking up tobacco products like cigarettes and cigars. Doctors recommend parents discuss the dangers of e-cigarettes when they warn their kids about using tobacco products.
Show non-permissive attitudes about smoking anything, including e-cigarettes, so that kids pick up that it's not okay to start any nicotine product, including e-cigarettes.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to 100 in Chamber Radio. It is time for the weather for today, and it is currently, I'm waiting for it to come up, 87 degrees, and humidity is at 53. There is a chance, a 20% chance of some isolated thunderstorms today, and we probably could use a little bit of rain, which is a good thing. And tonight, again, isolated showers and thunderstorms, and tonight's low around 69 degrees. Thursday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 83. Chance of precipitation for tomorrow is up at 50%, so we have higher likely rain tomorrow. And Thursday night showers and thunderstorms, chance of precipitation is 70% tomorrow night, and the low is going to be around 69. Friday, showers and thunderstorms likely, also high of 81. And then Friday night, scattered thunderstorms and showers. And so it looks like we're getting a little rainy period here. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 79. And Sunday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 81. So that is the weather for beautiful Hunterdon County. And it is currently 12:10. So I want to welcome you to Counselor's Chat. My name is Ruth Altamura Roll. I'm a licensed professional counselor. I am the host for the program today. And if any of you are following me on Facebook, that's Ruth Altamura Roll, MANCCLPC. I've also started a oh my gosh, is that the phone ringing? I'm not sure. I can't tell. I'm hearing a phone ring. I'm starting a new Facebook page called Counselor's Chat. I don't have any followers yet, and I'm not even sure if I've actually published it. I am not a computer whiz. I do fairly well for someone who is non-technologically savvy. But if you can, friend me on Facebook at Counselors Chat. I would appreciate that. And then also would be following me. And also, I've started or updated my webpage at www.altarolecounselor.net. Altarole, two L's, counselor.net. And I'm hoping to actually start a blog there. So a lot of different things going on technologically speaking. And for those of you that might be following me on Facebook, I do my best to publish the title of my show for today, and it is really about assertiveness and being aggressive and being passive. A lot of times, if you ever wonder how I come up with my topics, first of all, as a licensed professional counselor, I'm well trained in many, many different facets of the human psyche. So that means dealing with the issues of depression and anxiety and life skills, assertiveness, aggressive, passive, those kinds of things, passive, aggressive, addictions, obviously, those type of thing, anything that's mental health issues related. And as a licensed professional counselor, I need to know things about spirituality. I need to know things about relationship. I need to know things about health. I do my best to keep up on what's going on politically in our country, because believe it or not, sometimes those are issues that get brought into the counseling session. So I need to know a lot about a lot. And so that means that I'm always learning. And sometimes I choose a topic based on something that I'm hearing in the news, not necessarily specific to a particular topic, but it triggers for me an idea. Or sometimes it's something that actually goes on within a therapy session. So my topic today is really based on something that I was talking with a client about this week. And I think that it's important to recognize the benefits of being assertive, the downsides of being aggressive, the pain of being passive, and how they benefit or maybe even don't benefit us. And making comparison with them is really important. And, you know, I'm going to probably, as you know, talk about things like boundaries and limits, self-esteem, all of those things. They all go along with the topic today. So I am actually going to take my commercial break because it's almost quarter after, and then I will come back and talk about being assertive versus aggressive and non-aggressive, passive-aggressive. And I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altam, your role, your host.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse and Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program, and I am talking about being assertive, aggressive, passive, or passive-aggressive. Well, non-assertive behavior. Or passive behavior. Well, I'm really unable to speak up for myself. I don't even know what my rights are. I don't know what my likes are. I get stepped on. I'm mild, meek-mannered, very accommodating to other people. I am the welcome mat. Generally speaking, from that role that I take on, being passive, and I'm going to call it a role, generally means I ignore and don't express, again, my own rights, my own needs, my own desires. Not only do I not express them, I even ignore them. I act like they're not even there. And it may even be that I have ignored them to the extent that I don't even know that they're there. I permit other people to infringe on my rights. Well, if I don't know what my rights are, how would I even know that they're doing that? But that's generally what happens as a consequence. I become emotionally dishonest. What does that mean, being emotionally dishonest? Well, it means that I say, oh, yeah, that's good. I'm good with it. I'm fine. Yeah, that's good. Even though deep down inside, I really don't like the idea. Or I may have something else that I really need, but I have put it aside to accommodate what you need. So I become dishonest. Does that make me a liar? Not to you necessarily, even though there can be some aspects of that, because I'm going to like whatever you like. Put my own needs, if I even recognize what they are, on the back burner, just maybe recognizing I'm uncomfortable. I might give clouded messages. That means I say things in a way where you have to sort of decipher the meaning. And you might even miss it. And definitely inhibited. So I don't want to take risks. I may appear shy. I may appear socially awkward. Definitely denying anything that I might need. So I'm self-denying. No, you take it. No, that's okay. I'll suffer in silence. I become a martyr. Because, ultimately, I'm not worth it. So there's that self-demeaning. I don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. And you choose. Because I don't know what I want. I don't know what I need. And I can't make a decision. And whatever it is that you want to do, that's really okay with me, because I don't even know what I like. Because I like what you like. The accommodating, I like what you like. I want to do what you want to do. Unfortunately, the feelings that result from that is hurt and anxious. feeling disappointed. Disappointed in self all the time. And even angry later. Why didn't I speak up? Why didn't I say something? One of the downsides is that I never achieve any of my goals because I put your goals first. And you can do with me as you will. Use me up. There's some payoffs, believe it or not. Being passive, I don't have to take any risks. I can avoid conflict. I can avoid tension and confrontation. It actually feeds my low self-esteem. I don't believe that I deserve. I don't feel I have value. And it reinforces it. I don't have value. Obviously, nobody wants to hear what I have to say. And anyway, I'm to blame for anything that goes wrong because I wasn't able to meet your needs. It's a very codependent standpoint, if you can hear that. So, I don't know what my needs are. I don't know what I like and dislike. I don't know what I value. I value what you value. Now, I want you to recognize the lack of boundaries. There are no boundaries. In that, everything is invasive. When we don't have boundaries, then everything is invasive. When we don't set our needs and report our needs, it's invasive. I put myself aside. I don't get my needs met. My anger builds. I don't feel valued. Keeps my self-esteem low. Boundaries are so important. They are a part of human nature. They are part of the animal kingdom nature. They are the part of nature. If I plant a palm tree here in New Jersey, chances are it's not going to thrive. It might survive a winter or two, maybe, if we have mild winters. But chances are it's not going to do that well, and it's probably going to die. Because there are boundaries even to plants. Boundaries, limits, am I planting something that requires shade in the sun? Am I planting something that requires sun in the shade? Boundaries and limits. If you have pets, they have boundaries. Notice them. Gee, one cat has kind of claimed this chair, and the other cat has kind of claimed that chair. I have two cats, Lady Cat and Mrs. Fuzzywig. Lady Cat has some pretty big boundaries around treats and food. She will push Mrs. Fuzzywig away when she gets what she wants. She's a little more aggressive in that way. But the thing is Mrs. Fuzzywig, she's a little bit more passive. So she'll step back. So boundaries are really important. But if I don't have any, or if I don't know what they are, or even if I know what they are, and here's that emotional dishonesty, I know what they are, I'm really uncomfortable with this, and I do it anyway, or I go along with it anyway, because I don't want to upset the apple cart. It's very codependent. We have spatial boundaries. If somebody gets too close, we step back. I have property boundaries. We have town boundaries, state boundaries. We are supposed to have country boundaries. These things keep us healthy. So then we have aggressive behavior. Well, aggressive behavior promotes you statements. You should, you always, you never, you can't, you must. So the thing is that those statements push boundaries. Again, someone who is aggressive also struggles with boundary issues. Someone who is passive, their boundary issues, they don't exist very well. I don't know how to set them up. Where someone who is aggressive pushes on boundary issues, crosses boundary issues without permission. And they express their rights. If I am aggressive, I express my rights at the expense of others. I don't care what you want. There's the you. I want what I want, and I'm going to get it. Even at your own expense. And it's appropriate. Inappropriate. There's generally outbursts, and I'm hostile. I overreact. I want to humiliate you into subjection, subjugation, codependency. I might even want to get even. And I use put downs. Yeah, you're so stupid. What do you know? I'm the one in control here. I'm going to tell you what to do. Doesn't matter what you want. I don't care what you need. It's what I need. It's all about me. You hear the selfishness that's in that? Now, there may be some honesty, there may be some direct communication, however, I'm doing it at the expense of someone else. I'm not listening. It's my agenda. It's my way or the highway. Well, it is self-enhancing. Because I'm always getting what I want. I'm never negotiating. And I'm going to choose for you. I'm going to tell you what you need, what you want, what your boundaries are, what your limits are. Very controlling. Sometimes this too, believe it or not, is a codependent behavior. Because people who are codependent can be very aggressive and controlling or very passive. There are feelings that result from being aggressive. Angry, righteous, feel superior. I might even feel guilty sometimes later for pushing you around, but, you know, I'm loud and bossy and pushy. I dominate and intimidate. And I violate others' rights. I get my way at other people's expense. I step on people. And I react. I react instantly. So that I can achieve my goals, even if I step on you and hurt you. Because what you want or need really doesn't matter. Unfortunately, there's a lot of anger attached and resentment and justified, self-justified outbursts. I think I have the right to get even and the right to get back. So that's being aggressive. So I need to take a little break here. It's time for the bottom of the hour news, and I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez says he will vote no on the Iran nuclear deal. He joins another Democrat, New York Senator Chuck Schumer, in opposing the plan that removes economic sanctions in exchange for a promise from Tehran to curb their nuclear program.
The agreement that has been reached failed to achieve the one thing it was set out to achieve. It failed to stop Iran from becoming a nuclear weapon state.
Congress will vote on it next month. President Obama is threatening a veto. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton dismissed questions yesterday over her use of a private unsecured email server when she was at the State Department.
No matter what anybody tries to say, the facts are stubborn. What I did was legally permitted, number one, first and foremost.
Investigators have uncovered 305 emails so far that contain classified information, some reportedly on the attacks in Benghazi. This is USA Headline News.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Rinnai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Rinnai Tankless Water Heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I have a few little announcements here. One is the Flemington Corn and Tomato Festival. It is going to be Sunday, this Sunday, rain or shine, August 23rd. You can get a VIP ticket to show up between 3 and 4. You have to go to www.downtownflemington.com. That's downtownflemington.com for the tickets. Or it's open to the public between 4 and 6:30. So this is the Flemington Corn and Tomato Festival. It will be held on Court Street Park, which is behind the historic courthouse. Please come out. It will be a great festival and a lot of fun to be tasting corn and tomatoes. Gosh, New Jersey's finest, the Garden State. In addition, as you are currently listening to Hunterdon County Chamber Radio, so if you're listening, you know about it. But you can also follow us and be social and find us on Facebook. So please look us up at facebook.com/Hunterdon Chamber Radio or go to twitter.com/Hunterdon Radio. So we are working at branching out and doing more promoting of our radio show. You know, Hunterdon County Chamber Radio is the only chamber radio in all of the United States. So we are unique, and I am really very happy and proud to be part of this endeavor. And I see my task here, hopefully to promote good mental health. That's my goal of having Counselor's Chat. So speaking of good mental health, I am talking about being passive and aggressive and assertive. But I also want to talk a little bit about passive aggressive. So passive is, you know, where I'm unable to speak up for myself, and aggressive is where I'm loud, bossy, and pushy. Now, how in the world can we combine those two things? That doesn't make someone assertive by combining them. If I am passive-aggressive, when I'm speaking with you directly, I am passive. I permit you to infringe on my rights. I am self-demeaning. I do allow you to choose for me. I do avoid risky situations, and I accumulate anger. I am angry about it, and I want to get back, which is now I've just shifted to being aggressive. And how do I get back? I do things. I slash your tires. I spray your vegetable garden with Roundup. I gossip and say bad things about you, malign you to other people. I don't complete my task. I put my project in late. I spit in your soup. That's passive-aggressive behavior. So passive-aggressive behavior is a behavior. Of course, being non-assertive, that is behavior. Aggressive is a behavior, but the combination of the two is yes, you know, that's whatever you want, that's fine. And then you wonder, you know, who the hell did that to my garden? Aggressive. Unseen aggressive behavior. And that is just as detrimental to self. Because ultimately, walk away, first of all, I might feel vindictive, and then because I'm also passive, I also feel guilty. I might feel shame. It really doesn't work very well. The downside to it is painful. So, what is assertiveness? Assertiveness comes from I statements. I'm firm, direct, and honest, and I respect the rights of others and recognize the importance of having my needs met and my rights respected. And I think the underscoring thing here is I need to, you know, I have the right to have my needs and rights respected. That doesn't mean, and I think I like to make this clear, because I have a right doesn't mean that I'm going to always get it. Let me say that again. Because I have a need and a right, it doesn't mean that I'm going to always get it. What I have the right to do is I have the right to voice my opinion, be firm, be direct, and be honest. I have a right to express my rights and my needs and my desires, and maybe assert them a little bit, meaning, well, I know you might want me to go and do such and such with you. However, my answer is no. I don't think I want to do that. I'm going to stay home and do something else, or I've got other plans, or it's not something that I think I'm going to enjoy. So I have the right to say no. Not at your expense, but because I'm taking care of myself. So assertiveness means I stand up for legitimate rights. Well, legitimate rights. What in the world does that mean? I have the right to get paid for the work I do. So I have the right to stand up for that. I have the right not to get used and abused. I have the right to stand up for that. I have the right not to be violated. When I practice being assertive, I am emotionally honest. I am direct and I am expressive. I feel, I want, I need. And I'm willing to listen to your side, to your perspective, to your wants, and to your needs, because I also want to respect you. It is very self-enhancing. Ultimately, what I am doing is I am choosing for myself. I'm not letting you choose for me, and I'm not choosing for you. I am choosing for myself. And that's what assertive behavior does. It helps me choose for myself. Well, that means I need to know some things. Kind of back it up on my show from last week. I need to know my values, my morals, my ethics. I need to know what I like, what I don't like. I need to know what I need and what I don't need. and I have a right to state them. Having you respect those things means that you honor them. Now, you may not be able to provide what I need. I have the right to look elsewhere, as long as it doesn't violate my ethics and my values and my morals. So that means sometimes I have to be patient to get what I want or what I need. I might need to negotiate, not bamboozle and plow over and bully. The consequence of assertive behavior means that I am confident. I respect myself and I feel good about myself. I feel good about myself at the time of being assertive, and I feel good about myself after. I don't walk around with guilt and shame or anger. In the outcome, chances are high that I am going to achieve my goals. And again, maybe not immediately, because if I am demanding and aggressive, I demand it now. I may need to wait. I may need to come up with a plan of action. But I have a better idea of what I want, what I need, who I am, what I value. And I say it as I see it. Not in a demanding way, so that the tenor of my voice isn't, I want this, versus, well, you know, this is something that I want, something that I need, something that I like. I'm not pushing you aside because you may want and need or like something differently. Ultimately, I feel good about myself, and I value myself. I find that I value others, and I feel better about myself rather than being pushy or passive. And the more I practice, and that's part of how I achieve this assertive behavior through practice, the more I practice it, the more confidence I feel. The better I feel about myself. Well, heck, my needs are being met. And a lot of times it's they're being met because I am meeting them. I am not waiting for you, passive, to meet them. And I'm not taking them from you, aggressive. I'm figuring out how to meet my own needs. My relationships are freer because I am not dependent on you or codependent on you. Or controlling of you, or demanding of you. I am free to be me, and you are free to be you in our relationship. And I find that relationships become honest, open, caring, loving, empathetic. You see, in a passive situation, I don't have empathy. I have sympathy. Oh, yeah, you poor thing. And I don't have any empathy or sympathy. Who cares whatever happens to you? Versus empathy, which is, wow, yeah, I can see from your perspective. That must be uncomfortable, or that must hurt, or that's disappointing. Well, it's time for another short commercial break. And, I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's show, Counselor's Chat.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamir Roll, licensed professional counselor, and I am talking about passive-aggressive, and assertive behaviors. As I was saying, someone who is passive tends to be more like the doormat, doesn't express their own needs, their own rights, often feel stepped on and ignored, doesn't even know their own needs and their own rights. And someone who is aggressive tends to be more like a bully, very pushy, controlling, loud, dominating, violating other people's rights to get their own way. And then someone who is passive-aggressive may appear passive to you up front, but then does something that is aggressive behind your back, maligns you in some way, or, like I said, slashes your tires because they're angry with you, but we're not able to speak up for themselves. And so I'm also talking now about being assertive. I statements, getting our needs met, being emotionally honest, self-enhancing, choosing for self, and that it builds self-esteem. By standing up for our own rights, we show that we respect ourselves and achieve respect from other people. So standing up for our rights doesn't mean that I bully you or push you aside. I want to hear what you have to say also. But you have the right to speak. You have the right to be heard. Just like I have the right to speak and the right to be heard. We may not always agree, and we may have to sometimes agree to disagree. Being assertive means that we govern our own lives, and to do so in a way that doesn't hurt anyone else, because we would end up hurting ourselves and other people if we were to do it that way. So that means I need to know, again, how to take care of myself. Being assertive means I know what I like and what I need, my values, my ethics, my limits, my boundaries, I know what they are. I oftentimes know these things based on my emotional life. Being angry, sad, afraid, those things are usually the steering wheel to my being assertive. Gives me an idea when my boundaries are being crossed. Being able to say something about it is important. Sometimes even having to do something about it. And like I said, it takes time sometimes to achieve our goals. Because when we sacrifice our own rights, we usually end up destroying a relationship. Or may even prevent a relationship from forming. So having an assertive personality versus aggressive or passive, I'm not sacrificing my rights, I'm not destroying relationships, I'm not preventing new ones from forming, I'm actually cultivating relationships. And you know, if I don't tell people how I feel and how I think, I'm actually being a little selfish. I'm not sharing myself. I'm not letting someone know who I am. I'm hiding my true self. And it's pretty hard to be in a healthy relationship when I'm hiding my true self. And it definitely can lead to being mistreated or abused. I'm actually, when I don't respect myself, I'm actually training other people how to mistreat me, how to disrespect me. If I don't respect me, and I expect you to respect me, that doesn't make sense. It's so important to tell people how their behavior affects us. So if someone is doing something, all right, so let's say my husband is always late coming home. He never gives me a call. I'm going to be late. He never calls me. Well, it's going to have his behavior is going to have an effect on me. I may be angry. I might be frightened. Is he dead on the side of the road? Who knows what? If I say to him, look, buddy, you need to call me. I'm being aggressive. If I don't say anything, I just live with my fear. And passive aggressive, not only do I live with my fear, I'm going to show him I'm going to be really late for something and let him worry, let him see how it makes him feel. Or I can be assertive and say, you know, I just want you to know when you don't call me, I feel anxious. I feel nervous. I would like you to call me. Let me know that you're going to be late. I would really appreciate that. I'm sharing with you my rights, my needs, a boundary, a limit. And by doing that, I'm giving him the opportunity to change his behavior. So that's what being assertive does. It helps teach other people and give them the opportunity to change their behavior. Now, if they don't change their behavior, I may have to make a decision. I'm dating somebody. He's a heavy drinker. I even think he might be alcoholic. I tell him how I feel. I feel really sad about how much you drink. I'm concerned about your alcohol intake. I'm afraid you might be an alcoholic or you're becoming an alcoholic. I don't think I want to stay in a relationship with you if you continue to drink because I'm afraid. Now, I'm giving him the opportunity to change. He might say, well, you know, I really don't care. If you don't like it, you can leave. Well, if I'm passive, I wouldn't say anything. If I'm passive aggressive, I won't say anything, but I'll pour his alcohol out. And if I'm aggressive, I'll take his alcohol and smash the bottles over his head. Or even passive aggressive, I'll show him and I'll get drunk, see how he likes it. But with being assertive, I make the decision and say, you know what? I might really like this person. I might even love this person. However, this is not going to be a healthy relationship for me. And as difficult as this may be, because he's not taking the opportunity to hear me out, I mean, I could stay in the relationship, lose my self-respect, and he won't respect me either. I could end and I could say, I have to go. I'm not going to do this. This is not where I want to be. This is not the kind of relationship I want. You might be a wonderful person, but it's this one aspect that I am going to say is not something I want to deal with. I told you how I felt, gave you the opportunity to change. You're not willing to change. I need to move on. I have the right to go and say to my boss, you know what, you keep piling projects on me with deadlines that are impossible to reach. My boss might say, well, suck it up. You work here, this is the way it goes. Or maybe you say, okay. The boss might say, yeah, you know, you're right. I'm hearing you out, and you're right. I am piling some stuff onto you. And let me see how I can help out. You can always go above your boss to his boss. It's about being assertive, not aggressive. You let your boss know first. You know what? I'm not getting any relief here. I think I'm going to talk to your boss about it. Or you look for another job and you say, look, I needed to find another job. You're either overworking me, or it could even be I'm not feeling like you're using my full potential and I'm kind of sitting at my desk twiddling my thumbs a lot of the time. I have the right to get my needs met. And so it helps us decide what's important to us, so we don't have to suffer from the tyranny of the shoulds and should nots. And what we do, what we think is right for us, we feel better about ourselves. We're more authentic. We have more satisfying relationship with self and with others. And we have a natural right to courtesy and respect, don't we? And if I need and require respect and courtesy from you, I want to give it to you also. Being assertive means I have the right to express myself as long as I don't violate your rights. And there is more to be gained from life by being free and able to stand up for ourselves and honoring the same right in other people. And so when we're assertive, everyone involved benefits. So I'm actually at the end of my show for today. I hope that was helpful. And if you find that you are passive aggressive, and would like to learn how to be assertive, use those I statements, speak clearly, and recognize you're not going to always get what you want. The benefits are great, and you get there through practice. So I am Ruth Altamira Roll, a licensed professional counselor. I've got a practice here in Flemington. If you are interested in finding out more about what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarollcounselor.net, altaroll with two L's, counselor.net. You can find me on Facebook at Ruth Altamira Roll, MANCCLPC. You can also start following me on Counselor's Chat, new Facebook page, which, like I said, I'm not sure if I've launched it yet, but you can probably see if you can find it. If you're interested in some therapy for depression, anxiety, addiction, couples counseling, grief and loss, OCD, post-traumatic stress disorder, eating disorders, please give me a call. I don't keep a waiting list. You can reach me at 908-237-2899. Or if you have a comment about the show, please, by all means, give me a call. Or if you have a suggestion for a topic, again, please let me know. 908-237-2899. So the goal that I have for my show, I would love to, you know, of course, build my practice. I am a small business. But the main goal for me is to remove the stigma so that people are more comfortable seeking out good mental health. I think good mental health